This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You better you bet on Radio.com and the Radio.com app.
Radio.com Sports Monday, and since it's a Monday here on You Better You Bet, it is time for the games Ken Barkley has already bet for week number 12 in the National Football League. So, Ken, I turn it over to you. How many bets do we have this week? And we will obviously start with the games on Thanksgiving, if you have any of those to share with the audience.
So I don't. I have not yet put in bets for Thanksgiving games, although I am kind of interested in a side in all three. I have bet three games that are taking place on Sunday already, and there is one more game I'm looking at for Sunday. Thursday is kind of like everything for Thursday is on hold now with Ravens COVID. Dallas is back out to three, and I didn't end up betting the game. And then Lions, we need an injury report. So it's possible we'll have bets on all the Thanksgiving games, and you and I will be talking about those as we go. But for Sunday, three bets have already been put in the account.
Okay, so Ken just told you what he's thinking about Thursday. A quick thought on that. We definitely need this. If the Lions get some of these players back, I'm going to bet the Lions if they're an underdog against the Texans. But we can cross that bridge
well.
When we come to it.
Yep.
All right, so let's and also like Cowboys below a field goal. I feel like I kind of like Dallas a little bit in that game as well. But we can talk about that as we move closer to Thursday. Ken, let's talk about the Sunday slate and the games that you have already bet for Week 12 in the National Football League.
Do we, are we playing Q&A? Don't we usually play Q&A to intro this or something? What do we usually do?
Nick's got questions. Ken's got answers.
Do I have to call for the imaging every time, or can we just, like, when I lay out like that, can we just play it?
We weren't really sure what to put on there, but we had it.
Okay.
Should I ask the obvious follow-up question, or we should just let it go?
Just keep it going. Yeah. Just keep it pushing.
Okay. So Thanksgiving. Here, I'll just. All right. Thanksgiving, we already talked about kind of what we're thinking about. And I mean, look, like that might change as we get injury reports, especially. It's Monday. The games are on Thursday night, obviously. But I don't know how you can bet the Lions game without knowing who's going to play and who's not going to play. At three, I don't think I would bet Washington-Dallas. And then are we going to have a game at night? How many members of the Baltimore team are going to play in the game? Like, I mean, again, like the game's off the board, so we can't even really talk about that. So I do have some brief thoughts on Thursday, but let's try to isolate this to the games where the markets are open.
All right. So, Kenny, what are we thinking coming up on Sunday?
First bet I put in, Atlanta. Once Atlanta got to plus three against the Raiders at home, that's a bet that I put in. That's just a number grab for me in the game. My number in the game is a pick. Vegas has been pretty overwhelmingly impressive in a couple consecutive games, which is contributing to this. So obviously, like, hold their own against Kansas City on Sunday night. That's obviously very obvious. Had a chance to win the game outright, was leading with whatever, 2 minutes left, minute 40 left in the fourth quarter. Pounded Denver the week before that. Kind of had the weird weather win over Cleveland. How much credit you want to give them for that? Okay, sure, whatever. But that's, it's three games recently that kind of helped contribute to this number. I think based on the closing spreads in those games, even if the Raiders have outperformed expectations, and even if Atlanta looked like as much ass as you can possibly imagine against New Orleans, I think part of that was New Orleans' defense, which we talked about, who's coming along a lot recently. So at a field goal, again, the key number of three, I put in a bet for Atlanta.
All right, and the Falcons are plus three right now over on our show sponsor, Bet Rivers, which has the best lines, the best customer service, and they are, of course, your hometown sportsbook. The Bet Rivers Sportsbook. So you can get Falcons plus three right now, which Ken Barkley did over at Bet Rivers. So the Falcons plus three is a home underdog against Vegas. Bet number one, Ken Barkley. What's the next one?
The next two we're going to go over, I think, are available, but I don't think they're universally available. I'll kind of like put it that way. I bet the Browns at 6.5 against Jacksonville. My number in the game is 8, and I have a feeling this is going to end up either 7 or over 7 in the game with how Jacksonville looked and, you know, the fact that they're going to obviously stick with Jake Luton in the game. I think it'll be really interesting. You know, one thing I could get wrong here is the extent to which, like, we still don't have, we've had 5 weeks now without seeing Cleveland in a game where there are not weather issues, and there are not going to be weather issues, at least so far early in the week in Florida in this game. So maybe, like, I'm the one who doesn't have this rated right, but I think under a touchdown is, I would say, incorrect in this kind of a game. So again, my number is 8. You get under the key number of 7 right now with Cleveland. I bet Cleveland 6.5.
Does no Myles Garrett worry you? As Kevin Stefanski announces Monday, Garrett will miss a second consecutive game.
I saw Garrett was out. I also saw how the market adjusted the closing spread in that game again against Philly. One thing that happened is obviously there was weather, but also Garrett's absence. So what you saw is even prior to because the total dropped a pretty good amount just on Sunday once the rain was happening, closed 44.5. But the spread preempted that and kind of closed as Garrett was announced out. So I made an adjustment to Cleveland's rating. Again, I have Cleveland rated less than what I had going into the Philly game because of how the market viewed Garrett's absence. So I took that rating into this game, still came out more than a touchdown.
All right, so the Browns -6.5. You can get that, by the way, over at Bet Rivers. That's the line at Bet Rivers. The Browns -6.5 on the road in Jacksonville at Jake Rootin' Tootin' Luton Shootin' Luton and the Jacksonville Jaguars. So bet 1, Falcons +3. Bet 2, Browns -6.5. Ken, what is bet number 3?
I don't think this is available anymore, or it might be like barely available, but I don't think it's going to be for long. I think it may end up coming back because we're on kind of a dead number right now. I bet the Chargers +6 against the Bills. This was around most of the day. There are 5.5s that are kind of juiced toward Buffalo, so you might be able to create like a 6 -112 or -111 again at a bunch of places that let you buy and sell half points. So basically that bet is, I think, for the most part available. I want the key number of 6. I don't want 5.5 in the game. My number in the game is Bills -4. Again, this is a case where, like, if you look at Charger box scores, and again, like I've done this bit, this is like, you know, it's like when Jerry Seinfeld plays like 200 cities and he just does the same thing over and over. It's like,
what's the deal with Anthony Lynn?
Right. What's the deal with large spreads in Chargers games? Again, like Anthony Lynn, I think, has the highest percentage by far of any active coach of games that he's coached in that have been decided by one possession or less. So in general, a profitable betting strategy, not every game, you have to use some critical thinking, but when he is a big dog, he is a play on. When he is a big favorite, he's a play against, which he was against the Jets last week when the Jets came back and somehow covered that game. So I think the Chargers can hang here. I think the problem has never been talent. It's just doing enough, you know, late in games to win, and that will not be required if you are getting a key number of 6. So Chargers +6, the third and final bet that has actively been put in already for this week.
Are there any games coming up for Sunday? And by the way, that's spread 5.5 right now over at Bet Rivers. So maybe you can get a 6 at some point during the week. But over at our sponsor, Bet Rivers, the Chargers +5.5. Any games that you're monitoring for Sunday that you may be looking at depending on line moves?
Yep. 3 games that I'm looking at. One is one that we've texted about a little bit already on Sunday. If the Patriots get to 3, that is a bet for me in the game. They are hosting Arizona. My number
but
in that game
the
is
3.
I would like the 3. Again, my number in the game is a pick. I'm willing to believe that New England is not being rated totally accurately every week, that there's still like some New England residue, and that contributed to last week's kind of closing number 2 of them closing 2.5 against Houston. I ended up teasing Houston in the game because I couldn't get 3 in a lot of places that I wanted. Had a little bit of 3 from like one spot, but really ended up kind of using them more as a teaser leg than anything, which was great. But yeah, again, like just looking for a key number. The good news here is early bet percentages, and not so much bet percentages, but line movement driven by the betting percentages. This is like 2.5, 115, 2.5, 120 toward Arizona. Early bets coming in on Arizona. So I do think this isn't like some pipe dream. I think there's actually a pretty good chance we might get 3 in this game. That would be a buy point on New England.
All right, so the Patriots, but Ken needs 3, currently 2.5 point dogs over at Bet Rivers, the Patriots are against the Arizona Cardinals. What else? What other games are you looking at for Sunday?
Looking at Miami, but I need Flacco to be playing to take this number at 6.5 or even 7. If Darnold's going to play, and there are indications that he is going to play, which is why I have not bet the game yet. If I thought Flacco was going to play, I would have jammed in a lot of Dolphins 6.5 already. You could be argued that that opener is being created by the fact that we think Darnold is going to play because the Jets do get a slight upgrade based on closing market data when Darnold is going to play. So my number in the game with Flacco playing is 9.5. If we find out it's going to be Flacco and the number is 7 at any point, That would be a buy for me with Miami. But I don't, unlike the Patriots, where I think you're going to get three, I don't think the Dolphins bet is going to materialize.
Would you consider taking the Jets at any point if Darnold gets announced as the starter?
I mean, it would have to be, 7.5 at the minimum, probably, for me to. My Darnold number is a little over a touchdown, 7.5, basically. So, you know.
So what do you think? Like, Darnold gets announced. Where does this line go if Darnold gets announced?
I have a feeling it's kind of being created and bet into as if he's going to play. This number is just way too off mine in order for that to kind of be the case. Now, maybe, like, again, I haven't gotten Jets games like totally on the nose each week. Maybe I'm a little off on a lot of them. They swap quarterbacks sometimes. I feel like some weeks they just take no money. Some weeks I feel like they take too much money. I've had a little bit of a trouble for a team that isn't like Dallas or San Francisco, who's had a billion injuries. For a team like the Jets, who only has really swapped quarterbacks the last few weeks, I don't know if my number is like perfectly accurate. I think something like 6.5, 7 with Darnold makes sense. I think something like more than a touchdown toward 10 makes sense with Flacco. Based on how Miami played, if Flacco was announced as the starter, I think I would find a valuable bet because Miami looked so unappealing. But if Darnold plays, I think this is going to end up being a pass like at sort of the 7, 7.5 type numbers.
Dolphins 6.5-point favorites on the road at the Jets right now at Bet Rivers. And you mentioned one more game, Ken, that you're monitoring, but you're looking for a number or a situation to materialize.
I'd like to know a little bit more about what's going on with Carolina, actually. I've seen some early numbers. And I don't think this is open in a lot of places, but some Minnesota 4.5s kind of existed in some places yesterday. They're hosting Carolina in the game again. Like, you know, I don't think we know who the quarterback's going to be necessarily. Adam Thielen.
Four right now at Bet Rivers, Ken. Vikings -4 at Bet Rivers.
So if that's, obviously that is a, that's a Bridgewater number. I mean, it has to be. The Lions closed 3 at home against that team. So, just using logic, and I'll kind of ask you this question, like, that has to be Bridgewater playing then.
If it's PJ Walker, I feel like it'd be like, what, like 7 maybe?
Yeah, 8.5 is my number, Walker playing. Yeah. So based on part of the, again, I made a pretty big adjustment off the close of that Lions game. And even if it's like, even if Walker exceeded expectations and they're a little better. So if Bridgewater plays, I have a couple of angles and we can go into this a little early, like later in the week. I just want more information. Who's playing for Carolina? They had some other guys out in the game too, but if Bridgewater plays, I actually think I might like Carolina in the game. Let's just kind of see where this number goes. But just again, like that's sort of the last just team I'm thinking about. You could throw the Giants and Cincinnati in there too. These two games where it's like, Giants, Cincinnati, Carolina, Minnesota, like, okay, like, what do we really think the numbers should be? We actually probably know who's going to play quarterback for Cincinnati and Finley. Maybe we think Bridgewater for Carolina. I think that's like, those two games present a little bit of like some attack points because there's a lot of like kind of variability. There's a lot of fluctuation going on with trying to create an accurate number in those two games.
Any interest in the Taysom Hill-led Saints or the Drew Locke-led Broncos with the Saints a 5.5-point favorite in Denver over at Bet Rivers?
I think a pretty good adjustment for both teams, and I came up with 6. So I think I arrived at the same conclusion that the market did with New Orleans, a 6-point favorite. Now, the only thing I would kind of say, just in thinking about the game kind of like macro, is you have a road favorite of 6 in a game with a total of 44. I think it's possible Denver can be pretty sticky, as teams have been against the Saints, even when Breeze was playing quarterback. And you could be like, well, Atlanta, like they lost by 2 touchdowns, like, Saints scored 24 points in that game and Atlanta butchered the red zone and lost Julio Jones. So like, I think teams can be sticky with Taysom Hill, New Orleans, even if the defense is playing really well. So like kind of just intuitively, like road dog of 6, total of 44 makes me like Denver a little bit, but just as a raw number, that's not a play on for me.
One or two other ones for us to hit. What about the sticky Chicago Bears, except when we bet on them on Monday Night Football, getting 8.5 now at Bet Rivers on the road at Lambeau against the Packers.
My number in the game is 9. I was kind of curious off Green Bay losing that overtime game. Like, could we ever get a flat 7 in this game ever? But I think Chicago was just too unappealing, even off the bye, for that to happen. So this is a game I had circled before I saw openers because I was like, okay, like I do my raw projections and then I'm like, all right, like what am I looking for here? What do I think I'm going to get? I like to kind of play that game a little bit. What is the market going to give me? And I was like, could I ever have gotten, because I was like, the total's going to be pretty low. I think 45 was the last thing I saw. So like, God, could we have ever gotten 7 and just, it's, I just don't think it's going to happen. So I don't think I can play that game.
Yeah, that's, yeah. I
could tease Green Bay, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Chicago's such a weird team. I feel like the one time we're going to be against them, they're going to win this game outright. It's just going to be so dumb.
We don't have to do the Monday night game. I was looking at the board to see if there's anything else. Oh, last one.
Well, Philly's Colts taking money in that. So we can talk about that for 5 seconds. Just like I will give you one sentence on Monday night because it's worth saying. My number says I'm supposed to bet Philly. My number in the game is 3.5. And people are betting Philly because I think they're coming up with the same numbers that I'm coming up with. And I just, I'm not there yet. Like, Seattle has extra rest. Carson Wentz looked as atrocious back-to-back weeks as you can possibly look. And normally that's like an overreaction. That's not a reason to avoid making a bet. But like, I'd almost rather wait for, if this comes down and settles on my number, like if we see 4 in this game or 3.5, and it's like a fair price, like my number and the market are the same, I would actually think about coming in and playing Seattle if this got really low.
Yeah, I mean, this betting the Eagles does not exactly sound like something that's a lot of fun to do. And last one, this is the last one. The Colts closed a 1-point favorite on the road in Tennessee, 4-point favorites now against the Titans at home. Anything early lean on this game? Colts -4 at home against Tennessee.
I believe we saw a total adjustment in this game too from the first time they played. Right in that Thursday night game, the total closed 49. We're now seeing a total of 51. And if you remember, that game went over the total and really should have gone over by more, but the fourth quarter had, you know, a few screw ups or whatever. It played like an over game throughout and went pretty far over, you know, just projection yards wise, yards per play wise, went pretty far over the projection. So I think unsurprising we're seeing a higher total in the game. You also have an indoor game versus an outdoor game that's going to cause a little bit of an adjustment upward as well. My number in the game is 3.5, same as the market. So probably nothing for me here. You know, anytime I see Colts favored by more than a field goal against a competent team, I'm always going to kind of be like, I don't know if that's like the right thing in terms of just how they play games and especially how they play against elite or even, you know, playoff level opposition. So I don't know, maybe like a small lean to Tennessee in the game, but my number and the market are the same on that game.
All right. So the games that Ken has already bet for week 12 in the National Football League: Falcons +3 over at Bet Rivers at home against the Raiders, the Browns -6.5. You can get that at Bet Rivers on the road in Jacksonville. He got 6 with the Chargers. That's 5.5 at Bet Rivers. You can wait for the 6 to kind of see how that materializes, and waiting on a 3 for the Patriots. Whether we see, if Joe Flacco is playing for the Jets, then Ken will be all over the Dolphins at around the current number range, and we will be monitoring the Panthers situation to see if it is indeed Teddy Bridgewater starting on the road in Minnesota.